spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
Are you recording?
Oh yeah.
Oh great.
And I checked and my blue light is on. We're having a serious conversation about...
I checked and my blue light is on.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. Let me make sure I got this thing right. We're halfway through a heated conversation about that. Well, not heated. It's not heated. It's
heated?
Well, yeah. We're both just like...
We're fighting?
We're fighting about Kobe Bryant and whose fault it is.
And whose fault it is.
I say his daughter's because she had a game and Megan said... Don't play basketball.
I blame the WNBA for inspiring women to become professional athletes.
Yeah. And obviously we're joking and it's really fucking sad.
It's really sad.
It's
like, really weird.
Yeah. It feels surreal.
It's very surreal. Well, and then what was crazy, and I didn't even think about it, because the Grammys were at Staples Center.
Oh, fuck.
Last night. Because when they showed... when they showed Staples, and there was already like so many people there, I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Cause like it was like an hour after like the news broke. And I mean, I like a lot of people could get to Staples Center really quick, but I was like, that's insane. And I was like, oh, it's the fucking Grammys. Mm-hmm. So there's already a billion people down there. And then like a billion more people are showing up to like drop like I Love Kobe bears.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's
really, we both grew up in Southern California. So Kobe was like a big deal forever. Mm-hmm. That's, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Like forever. He was a huge deal. And other than kind of maybe raping someone.
Right.
He was like very, he was loved. He was very. Yeah,
he was beloved.
He was beloved slash maybe raped somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael Jackson literally, we know he fucked kids and people still love him.
I know.
Well, Kobe Bryant maybe raped somebody.
Right. And we don't, and here's what is fucking, and I understand like everyone's trying to like make jokes. And I saw this on Twitter last night and I was like,
are people making jokes?
Well, they're making jokes and they're getting on Twitter and they're being like, he was a fucking rapist, so fuck that guy. And it's like, whoa, hold on. You know what I mean? Like, all, but like also like his daughter and his family, like there's so many, when someone, one person dies, like it affects so many other people. And like, and not to be like, not that, okay, first of all, rape is bad. And murder, all that
hot take.
Bad. Yeah.
That's a hot PFG take.
Yeah.
Rape and murder. Don't do them.
Right. Try not to do them. Try.
Like real hard. Really try.
Right. And again, I know we're practicing Buddhism where nothing's good, nothing's bad. It just is. But... If we were going to put a
murder,
if we were going to put a judgment on something, we would say maybe like don't do those things because they negatively impact other people. If
yes.
If we're dealing in karma, if we're dealing in Buddhism and karma, those are not the top choices of activities, I would say.
But also, if you're raping and murdering, I'm guessing you may also might be deeply hurt.
Correct.
Inside.
Mm-hmm.
So heal yourself.
Right, which is why you need, everyone needs to get on the Patreon and learn what your fucking words are. Get your shit together. Find out why you're doing.
So you stop raping people.
Yeah. That's what our new Patreon, Pussy Fart Gang Patreon. Stop raping people.
I mean, I think that's a good stance.
Yeah.
To have on rape.
Right.
Is that it's bad and people should stop doing it.
Oh, in general, yeah. I mean, again.
Has anyone just said that to people? Maybe that's the problem.
I know for sure they tell women, hey, ladies, don't get raped. I know that's happening.
They say, hey, ladies, hold your drink close. Dress like a nun. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to anyone. In fact, you know what? Let's just not leave the house.
Right.
Because if you're going out in the world, kind of asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking outside with a pussy, what, a man's not supposed to rape you?
I know.
We've talked about this a lot.
They can't control themselves. And actually, holy shit, on an, okay, so get a load of this fucking logic. People are so fucking twisted. On Evil Lives Here, ID Network, again, welcome back to Pussy Fart Gang, where Megan and I just talk.
about like, murder shows.
We try, like when we're recording, and I know we act like we don't try, but you guys know we script it and we do really try. But sometimes this is us just regular talking and
we go off book.
Right. We're off book right now. This dude, so it was Evil Lives Here, this guy, this woman married this dude, and he was like one of the most prolific serial rapists ever. And he, like, a part of what he's his thing when he was arrested, and he was, and like his tapes when he was being interviewed, he was like, he goes, well, he said, you know, honestly, like, all the rapes that I committed could have been prevented. These girls were leaving their doors unlocked. They were walking around in tight skirts. He goes, you know, I blame the parents. And he was fully serious. He goes, I blame the parents. Shame on the parents. Shame on the parents of the girls that I raped for not raising them better. That's real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a man. Just what? Imagine what you could accomplish with that attitude. Other than rape.
Yeah.
Just such a belief in yourself and blaming others.
Mm-hmm.
You could be president of the United States.
Yeah.
But just, no, you wasted all that power raping women. Again, I know it wasn't your fault. It was the parents' fault.
Right.
I totally get it.
100%. And when just he said it.
You could have put that energy into something else, not into someone else.
Correct. Well, it's like we're talking about the Patreon, and it is a real, like, even with my, like, my brother, when he was on heroin, like, in the Patreon, the last episode we did, one of the things is that it takes as much energy to live a bad life as it does to live a good life. So if, like, to be unhappy as it does to try to pursue, like, you have to really bust your ass either way, whichever way you decide to go, you know what I mean? Like, it's, when you, because if you're living, if your life is kind of sucky and shitty, things are usually bad, and you feel badly a lot, and so it takes a lot of energy to be like, I'm going to keep going down this road, but it feels shitty. You know what I mean? In the same way that it does to be like to, quote, pursue your dreams or whatever. But it's the same with like anything. Like that guy, that rapist, fucking, if you're walking around thinking everything is everyone else's fault, unstoppable.
That's what I'm saying. He could have done anything, and he chose to rape women.
My brother used to scheme. He would come up with the best schemes to make lots of money. And like, could like, as far as just like fucking people out of money with like bad drug deals and like robberies, he got really good at robbery. And I remember being like, you know, if you put this
what a special skill on your resume.
I know. And I remember being like, you know, if you put this much fucking energy into doing something positive, you would be successful at it. You know what I mean? Like criminals that go, and we watch a lot of true crime, all the planning that goes into committing a crime, it's like, you could just like get a job. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to spend all the time planning to knock off, the one that we saw where those guys knocked off like an ATM and or they robbed the hotel lobby and they got like $480.
Yeah.
We're like, all the planning that it took and the anxiety, you could have just got a minimum wage job for like 2 weeks and it's the same.
Well, maybe not. Because robbing a hotel lobby for $480 right now sounds pretty good to me.
Well, minimum wage job, not a tipping wage. Minimum wage job. If you're in New York City, I got to tell you right now, New York City, temps start at $20 an hour. That's like the minimum wage to sit in a lobby. That's minimum temp wage to sit in a lobby and answer a phone and be by yourself for 8 hours. $20 an hour. It's so if you were in New York, you could do that. Make more than robbing a lobby. So I hope Robbie Lobby. Hope I'm inspiring people to move to New York. That's what we need, more people here. Listeners of the podcast, come
New
here.
New York and LA.
Yeah.
Everybody move there.
The temp wage
here. There's no high housing crisis.
No. The temp wage here is crazy, though. I'm like, I remember Calvin Klein.
That is crazy.
I made $25 an hour, but that's the basic for every temp job is $20 an hour. Like,
that's
pretty
crazy.
Much. Yeah.
Oh, it's not four?
No, it's not four. See, look at, and we fucking, without even trying, you guys, segue.
Wendy also made a segue with her body?
Yep.
Physical segue.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So my new job.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we talked about last week how they made me do improv.
Oh, my God.
So they made me do improv, and then And then I had to sign a bunch of documents. This place is crazy. For what it is, it's insane to me. I had to sign like fucking 15 documents. Like it's different where I'm like, what the fuck is this? Am I in the FBI? Like, I swear to God, like, fucking curtain's going to drop and it's going to be like, you're a spy now.
They're like, okay, after you fill out this paperwork, we're going to bring in three people and we need you to tell us which one of them is lying.
Yes. What? It's crazy. So one of the things they had me sign was a fucking in perpetuity image release. Which because I'm like, it's like standard, you know, like any job stuff, like especially restaurant stuff, like whatever. And then I get to this one, like I click on it and it says audio and video release form. And I was like, what? For a restaurant job? I'm sorry. Also, I worked at a lot of places in Los Angeles, California. Maybe you've heard of it. It's where Vanderpump Rules is filmed. So it's not that, it wouldn't be that crazy if like a place in LA had you sign an image release.
Right.
I've never had to sign an image release. That's not standard. So I get to it and I'm like, okay, this one I'm like reading entirely. Right. This one's it's like, okay. So I read, it's like, I sent Wendy a picture of it. It's for like, it says specifically, it lists educational podcasts, educational video. That's educational. The word educational is what I'm still hung up on. What?
Yeah.
What's the what?
The education part, is it like one of those things where it's like what not to do in a restaurant? They're like, we might have a camera crew come in.
That's what I think it is. I think they're secretly filming us all the time and like compiling.
Maybe they're trying to get on fucking the restaurant, one of those restaurant shows where people come in and fix it.
I think
they're filming you in the bathroom. They're like, oh,
that's,
no, no.
That's immediately what Tyler, our lawyer, said. Immediately Tyler, our lawyer, yeah, said they're filming you shit. That's the only, because of course I sent it to our lawyer.
Yes.
Any document, especially an image release, we need to send to our lawyer. So I sent it to him and he was like, oh, this is definitely, they're just filming you shit.
Yeah, so that's gotta be.
So sign it.
So sign it and send me the live feed.
Oh yeah, so now I'm definitely convinced they're like filming an improv show. Filming a secret improv show.
So now that you know you're being filmed, is that more pressure? Like, how do you feel? I mean, how does that feel knowing that you've got cameras on you all the time?
I don't believe I do. I'm like, this is, I don't know.
I would be checking the bathrooms.
Well, this is St. Louis is the home of Chuck Berry, so I mean, it's deep in this culture to film women in the restrooms.
Oh, was that his thing? Was he, or was he into like?
Did you not know that?
Was he into being pissed on or something?
No, he was into like watching women piss.
Oh,
maybe shit. I assume shit. I mean, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah, you know, he had cameras in his bathroom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got like in a lot of trouble for that.
Ah, bad boy. Oh, so that's part of so they're trying to just.
So it's the culture. It's the local culture.
Right. So you're being a fucking cunt. Oh, Miss Hollywood Big Shot. I don't have to sign a release. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't shoot Vanderpump Rules here, but you know what? We have heart and soul. And hopefully
and
videos.
And can only come if we're watching women pee.
Yeah, that's all.
We're a simple people. Salt of the earth here in the Midwest. Yeah, so, and then I made $4 last night in 7 hours.
Let's talk about this.
That's why I really, if they're filming stuff all the time, they should be a lot more concerned. They shouldn't be concerned about what employees are doing. They should be a lot more concerned at the lack of customers they have in the restaurant. Oh my God.
What?
Found this out.
Were there really no customers in there all night?
My sales in 7 hours was $200.
Holy fuck.
Mm-hmm. And 63 of that was like a family of four that came in.
So.
Oh, no. It was.
Yeah.
Insane.
So this episode, we're going to live write your resignation letter.
Yeah. No. Fucking yesterday I come in, and I'm like, this is crazy slow for, like, a Sunday night. Like, I went out and spent more money on a vodka soda after work. Thank God bars are 3 a.m. here. Because I was like, I need a fucking drink after I made literally no money. The bar I went into was packed. So it's not like people weren't going out. But I'm talking, and there, someone mentions, like, oh, yeah, well, the shooting. And I was like, the shoot? What are you talking about? There is one of the cooks there fucking killed somebody on a football Sunday in, like, October.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, ding, ding, ding. Maybe I figured out why nobody's here on a Sunday.
Holy
Because they're probably like, that's the day people get shot there. Let's not go. Yeah. No, apparently, fucking cook came in. Everything's regular. Then he got a phone call, and he was kind of, like, seemed agitated. And then got another phone call and walked out front of the bar. And there's, like, big windows where there, and there's three big tables right in front of the windows. And he's, like, talking to some dude. And then the guy he's talking to pulls out a gun and shoots, but misses him. And then, so the cook pulls out a gun and fucking shoots him in the back. Yeah, so, like, the restaurant's, like, freaking out. Wendy looks like she's on a roller coaster. She has both hands up in the air.
I mean, first of all, this
now
is...
this is a murder podcast now.
Yeah, I mean,
our true crime.
Can you fucking? You live in the Wild West, and I know we, like, joke about it, and I feel
like
every
is, like, always, like, one of the most dangerous cities.
And I know every time we talk, especially in the last couple months since we've figured out, where you're like, I think I might maybe want to try something else, try a different, like, path here. In this, if life was a video game, I might try a different. Let me try a different game, play something else. But, like, this is another, like. Fucking, that place is not meant for humans.
Dude. Okay, so
can you imagine?
The whole bar freaks out. Imagine being at, like, watching football, like, having a beer and some wings, watching the game, and then just, like, some fucking dude. So the whole restaurant's, like, running in the back, and, like, the waitresses are like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? And so they're, like, telling, then the fucking dude walks back in the restaurant. Yeah. So then, like, the one girl was like, we made eye contact, and I just, like, my heart dropped, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna die right now.
Yeah.
She was like, he has a gun. Like, what if he comes in and he's just like, fuck it, and starts shooting?
Right.
So he, like, came in and, like, not running, like, just casual, like, he was like went out for a smoke break. And, like, walked back in the restaurant, into the kitchen, and, like, the girls are trying to get people, like, there's a back door. Like, it's not, like, an entrance. It's, like, employees. So one of the ways is, like, funneling people in the back. Like, we got to get out. And there's a big parking lot in the back. So they get people out, and the dude just walks in the back, like, out back. So now, like, they, like, got everybody's to safety. And the guy's there. Yeah.
Oh, my fuck. And he walked out back to, like, well, he probably needed a cigarette. I mean, after shooting somebody. And
I mean, the adrenaline.
And imagine.
People like a cigarette after sex. Imagine murder.
I imagine as a cook, well, you get, like, a 15-minute break, right? So say you're on a 15 and, you know, I mean, he spent 7 of it shooting somebody.
Oh,
outside.
I don't even think he spent 7 of it doing that. I feel like that was, like, a 20-second situation.
Oh, so he had plenty of time to have a cigarette out back. So why is everybody so fucking mad? Let him. I'm on break. I'm on break.
Give me a minute.
Yeah. First of all, everybody relax. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not
fucking
back?
Fucking nerds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are the cooks? Oh, I'm sorry. We're your personal servants. No. We're working in the restaurant, but we also are humans and we deserve breaks. So if you want to get, okay, maybe what?
This is my personal time on my break. I can do whatever I need to do on that on in that break.
Right. And it doesn't my affect time. You. It doesn't affect you. So stop acting like me taking a break, you know, like, oh, you know, like, oh, smoking's bad. First of all, it doesn't affect you. You know what I mean? If someone wants to smoke or be overweight or drink too much or do drugs, it doesn't, if it's not affecting you, fucking
relax. Did I murder you?
Right.
Did I murder you?
I don't, I mean, I'm talking to you, so I think.
Sit the fuck down and chill out.
Right. Relax.
I don't want to murder you.
That's not what this is about.
Right now.
Huh? Now, you are lucky I've got 8.5 minutes left on this break because I do need to smoke the cigarette. But we break every 4 hours, so.
So, I'm coming back.
Might want to put a smile on that face and.
Chill the fuck out.
Thank me for the wings. Compliment your chef.
So that might be why nobody comes in on a Sunday. Just a theory.
Can you fucking, that's, and not only imagine being the people that are sitting there, but like if you were the person, what the mentality of somebody.
To walk back in.
To casually, first of all, to have a gun on your person and not like, even as my parents, they're retired now as police officers, they had guns on, but like they. When you have a gun on you, like as a cop, you're trained and there's like a sense of like you behave differently because yeah. You're like, I have a weapon on me. So it's the same with like karate when you're a black belt. Like when you're trained and you know how to fight, a lot of times those people don't fight because they're like, I'm not going to start shit because like there's I that's not what this is about. It's about like in case things go down, I can do this. But like when you have a gun, like. And not a lot of cops are assholes, but I remember my mother telling me, she's like, the point of having a gun is that she's like, the idea is that you never have to use it. And she's like, but as you know, she's like, but as like a police
officer. A lot of cops would disagree with that.
Yeah, a lot of cops would disagree with that.
What am I gonna do? Not why did you give me the gun if you don't want me to use it?
Right. Why would you, again, I'm off duty. This is my personal time.
If I wanna shoot a young, unarmed black man, it's me time.
Right. That's not on the department. Okay. Again, Your Honor, did I shoot you? This nope. Does not.
We're talking.
So, I mean,
are you ghost?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is this ghost judge? Ghost judge?
Ghost judge.
Played by Bill Cosby.
nice ghost dad reference.
Thank you.
We're bringing Kobe Bryant. Cosby, Michael Jackson, all beloved people.
Yeah.
Except for like maybe one or two little things.
Right. Look, just because you're a rapist, look, you can be our beloved rapist. This is the sitcom, the cartoon sitcom.
Ghost rapist.
Yes.
Which weirdly, out of those three people, Cosby is the only person that couldn't play ghost rapist.
Oh, and that's the twist. And that's how we sell the show. Thank you.
Hollywood, call us. I already have an in perpetuity image release. So like I don't even need to sign paperwork.
So you'll be doing all the characters and all the voices. Yes. I haven't signed anything. Yeah.
You haven't signed anything. You snooze, you lose, buddy.
Yep.
Sorry.
I haven't signed any paper. But the mentality of like to have a gun on your person and casually just walk in and like start making burgers. To me is wild.
Oh, well, no, he did not do that. Like, he, like, walked back in the kitchen and then, like, but still.
No, but he was working, correct?
Yes.
So he was at work cooking.
I mean, he didn't go back to work.
No, but what I'm saying is prior to the shooting.
Oh, yeah.
For him to get up and be like, okay, I got my keys, I got my good chapstick, I got my gun, let's make some pancakes. That's, what a weird.
You know, you said it. Some people always have a chapstick on them. Some people always have a gun on them.
Yeah. Now, is it my good gun or is it... Because everyone has, like, you know, your favorite gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone has many guns. Here in the state of Missouri, that is true. Everyone has many guns. It's like how people have different underwear for every day of the week.
This gun doesn't really go with...
guns.
Yeah. This gun doesn't really go with these jeans, but I can't find my favorite gun, so I guess I'll just bring this one. I mean, I have to go to work, so I can't not bring a gun.
Oh, wait, that's it. Just to wrap this up fully. So talking to the girls about it, and they're like, you know, obviously the fucking restaurant closed because there was a dead body on the sidewalk in front of the...
Oh, I missed that part that he died fully. Maybe I like... I So he fully died.
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming.
Okay.
I didn't catch that either. I was too enthralled by just the fact that any of this happened.
That's crazy.
He was shot in the back, so maybe he didn't die. But for the sake of making this more interesting, he's very dead.
Yeah.
He's super dead. So, you know, cops, whatever. And the girls were like, yeah. And what girl's like, what really sucked is like so many people just didn't close out their tabs. And I was like, I mean, that fully sucks. Fully, that sucks. As someone who's been a waitress for a long time, that blows. That, like, you just lost all that money. But I also think if I was in a restaurant, if me and Wendy were out at a bar and someone, there was two people with guns out front shooting at each other, and then one of the guys with the guns walked into the restaurant, we would probably, I'm going to speak for you, sorry to put words in your mouth, we would probably leave.
Yeah.
We would be like, you know what? I would come back, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And be like, hey, I had a tab. Hey, remember yesterday when the shooting happened? I'm really sorry. I did not mean to dine and dash, but I was really fearful for my life. So me and my friend actually left, but I would love to pay for it now.
We're just under the table. Just shots are firing. Like, because maybe.
Can I get a check?
Can I get a check? And we're down there.
Do you mind if we close out really quick?
Do you have cash? Shit, I don't have cash. Can you break this? She has a card. I only have cash.
Just Venmo me. Just Venmo me. Just Venmo me.
Hold on, wait a minute. What's the tip? Shit, fuck. What's the tip before or after tax? What are we doing here?
Before or after the gunshot went off, what's the difference? Because it's not her fault. So, right. Like, I don't want to, like, take it out of her pocket.
Right, but, you know, it is part of the ambiance of the restaurant. So it's like, it's not the server's fault that a shooting happened, but also you want to send a message to the establishment that, like, we don't like this.
Maybe,
you know
what I mean? Let's just write a note. Let's write a quick note.
Yeah, so we'll leave a good tip, and then
25%.
Shit. Gun, bullets overhead, shit, fuck. We lay it in front of the table. Do you have our pen doesn't work. Do you have a pen?
This pen's not working. Do you have
another one? We just want to write a quick, I just need just a quick note.
But when she said that, I was like, I that totally sucks, but I mean, I could see people in that situation maybe not really thinking about paying their tab.
Yeah, that would be
She's like, yeah, I know, but it still sucked. And I was like, oh, no, totally. They were singing Grease last night. This place is just not my...
No, they're doing a fucking... Wait a minute. Megan, they're trying to do some weird... They're doing some weird, like, long-form improv musical thing that they're live streaming. You are the mark. That's what this whole thing is. Do you understand this? What the whole thing is? They're like... They got you to yes and... Have you ever seen Darren Brown?
No.
So Darren Brown, I watched one thing. I need to watch another one. He's a mentalist. But what he does is they... Dude.
Oh, like a Chris Angel type?
No, it's cooler. He essentially... What he does?
How dare you?
Yeah. Well, he does. Essentially, he shows like how easily you can manipulate people. So they run. They set up a whole scenario. It's like the movie The Game with Michael Douglas. So they'll have like they're like, okay, let's see if I can convince. Let's see what it would take to convince someone to murder somebody or to like help someone hide a body. And so they set up this whole fake scenario and they run interviews and they have people like sign paperwork and do just general kind of suggestion, like tests of suggestion and different like, you know, like, will she go along with this fucking Pepsi Coke improv? You know what I mean? And if you're like, I guess I'll do it. But they truly, so what he does, so they interview different subjects and they find one person that they think we can manipulate this person. And he goes, okay, great. Well, and they under the guys like, oh, you're going to be my assistant for some fancy dinner party. And everyone's an actor and there are cameras everywhere. And they make it so that like shit goes down and it's like a real live game of Clue. And this guy that just thinks he's going to be like doing temp work, like as an assistant for the night, they play out this whole thing where it's like there's like a dead body and like there's a murder that goes down and he has to help hide a body and do all kinds of crazy shit.
This seems cruel.
It is. But
Wendy's so excited.
But they start with little things where it's like they have appetizers that go out. And it's really interesting to be like, what are your boundaries as far as like with lying and with covering things up and how far will you go to please people? And versus like just doing the right thing.
So what? There's like pubes all over the appetizers?
No.
Like, it's, just don't tell anybody.
I fucking wish. This is actually like, so they start with little tasks and see how it is. So they go, so there's like two appetizers. One is with meat and one is vegan. And they'll be like, okay. And they're like, all right, we need some more vegan ones. And the guy coming out running the party, he goes, hey, we ran out of the vegan stuff. So, but if you could just, we're just going to put the little flags in here anyway, just the V1. It's like a little bit, they're not even going to know. And he goes, okay. So like little things like that, they start with little things and they're like, okay, good. And it's like, but it's really interesting. I think everyone should watch it because you can see how it's like we're talking about the Patreon, but anything, you get yourself into a bad situation. It starts with like one little thing and you're like, I'll let it slide. And then before you know it, you're like.
But really quick, is this a job situation? Like the guy applied for a job and got a job?
Yes.
See, that's where I don't like it because people do a lot of things. People are very desperate to make money a lot of times. So if that was like where like his boss was saying that, he's like, well, I might get fired if I fucking don't do this.
Right.
That makes me, if it was just like a buddy and it's like, oh, okay, well, you're an idiot. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, but say you do the vegan thing, but then if you're at your job and someone comes in, they go, hey, I need you to help me like move this body in the back. You'd probably walk out.
That's very different.
Yeah. But
I wouldn't do the vegan thing. But like a lot of people,
but they start
like using that specific example,
right? But they start with a little task like that, and it's okay. Okay, so you comply with that, and then it's another thing that seems innocuous, and you're doing these things, and then you're just so then they just get you in the pattern of like listening to them, and doing whatever you say, and then these people, it's fucking really interesting. It's Derren Brown, Derren. Watch it; it's super interesting. But that's,
I don't know if he's a mentalist. I think he's a manipulationist.
Yes. That's what it is. Anyway, watch it because that's what the fuck you're in.
That's my life right now. I swear to God.
Who was singing Grace
last night? Wendy, like singing Grace. Listen to the. So one girl, she was cut. They got hammered, these two girls. And so they start, they like put Grease on the jukebox. Jukebox.
Yeah.
Is it jukebox? It's jukebox.
It's jukebox.
Like a hard K.
Yeah, but
people say jute.
I know, because jukebox sounds fucking stupid.
And jukebox sounds fun.
Yeah. Ooh, a little jute?
A little jute.
Ooh, I got a little jute in my toot toots. Huh? Little juters in my tooters?
Juters in my tooters. That's what I call dancing.
Yes. And juters in my cooters, that's what I call I need to go to the doctor.
That's a serious venereal disease, actually.
Right.
But so they do like Postmates, and this guy comes in and he's waiting for an order, and he's a little creepy looking, not to pass judgment on anyone's appearance. But if you were like casting a serial killer / rapist in a film, he would probably at least get a callback.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. So he's like standing at the end of the bar waiting for this food order. They put Grease on. I'm like, I fuck it. And they're sitting and singing at this point. I go to the bathroom and come back, turn the corner, and they're like fucking go like dancing and like rubbing on each other. And this fucking Lifetime actor, character actor, serial rapist murderer is filming them on his phone. Like the whole song. Like I walk back and I was like, no, they're just not going to say anything to this guy. They're just chill with us. I mean, I would, if that was you, we would have immediately been like, what the fuck?
Well,
like if we were singing, No Doubt, if we were singing and dancing to No Doubt, and then a random potential murderer started filming us, I think we would be like, wait, what? No, could you not do that, sir? We're having a private moment publicly.
Now, this is true. In any other circumstance or location, we would have the right to be like, stop filming us. Everyone
but
in that fucking place signed an image release, and in perpetuity.
For everything and anything,
apparently.
And that's an educational video. He's
it is. These recording. Are the dangers of alcohol.
Isn't that insane? Like, I was standing there. Though it was like a minute and a half, 2 minutes left in the song. He filmed the whole, and he was like filming it. He was like leaning back. Wait, he was like leaning back, like with like a very unsettling smile on his face the whole time. Just
ew.
Like, I know. I was like that. What he left, I was like, are we going to talk about that, guys? That's weird. And the one girl was like, Yeah, that was kind of weird. And I was like, I mean, he's going to jerk off to that video later.
Right.
For sure. Like, that is why was he recording that?
And also, how drunk are you that after the fact, you go, yeah, that was weird. Like, how fucked up are you that, I mean, that's like close to a blackout. If in the moment you don't realize, like, it's not like it'd be different if you were like, that was weird. And they were like, what was weird? We were so into dancing and rubbing on each other that we got lost in our own world. And all we could see was each
Sandy,
other.
I was Sandy. She was Danny.
Right. All we could see was our love for each other and the oceans of summers past. That's all we could see dancing around in that kitchen. So what, Megan, what are you saying is weird? But when you're like, was that weird? The fact that they fully knew it was happening and they're like,
was like, yeah,
huh. I guess now that you mention it, it was weird.
It was weird that random stranger filmed us for 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, again, we signed a release. What if they're so used to being abused in that place that they're, that's what it is. The management, they just know they're on camera and they have to do wacky shit all the time. So at this point, they're just used to it. You know what I mean? It's like,
wait. There is one cool thing. The only cool thing. The generic music they play, like when nobody puts money in the jukebox, I swear to God, is traditional ska. I might have to work here the rest of my life.
Okay. Now,
Wendy, like it was, I was like, who's doing this? Because it was, like, really good. It wasn't, like, just, like, shitty, like, not, like, Bob Marley shitty, but it wasn't, like, generic, just, like, bunch of Bob Marley and weird reggae. It was, like, deep cut, like, traditional ska music. And I was like, what's happening?
We joked about this.
Like, this is a show. This is a TV show.
Yeah, this is a TV show made, this is your own personal Truman Show.
I swear to God. Of all the music in the world.
I know.
Why wouldn't the generic music be just, like, top 40?
Here we go. Now, life is a simulation. Hear me out. This is your ultimate life challenge right now. Here's what's happening. Everything around you is quite, like, obviously and clearly just being like, fuck you, Megan. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. All the signs are pointing where it's like, there's, you know what I mean? It's like actively. Like, everything there is being where you're like, oh, this is, I should not be here. And it's almost like the city is, like, trying to spit you out, where they're like, you're like, you know what, I'll get a job, I'll save money, I'll sit it out for another few months. And they're like, you want a job? Here's $4 for 7 hours. How's that for a fucking sign to get out? We don't want you here. So all these things are telling you, leave. But now, here's where they're going to get you. This is where you have to be stronger than your heart. You've reached.
That's a great movie title.
Kind of the you're at the bottom here, where it's like, okay, this is it. The job thing is like, this is so insane. It's so bad that it's like, there's no way this is real. This is some kind of like a people being like, warning, just leave. This is a sign. Get the fuck out. But the only thing that can keep you now is this fucking playlist. And you have to be stronger than your love for ska.
This is my mountain to climb.
This is your big boss in like the words are the mental big boss, but this is in like in the video game of your life and this level you're at, this is the big boss that you have to beat right now. And if you're on the Patreon, you get it. If you're not, fucking swing over there and get with the program. But this is your big boss. You're like, oh, obviously I'd leave it. It's like, oh God, no. This is like the Medusa for you.
Wendy, how crazy is that, though? Really, truly, that is bizarre.
It's your siren song, and it's the one, it's that, this, that ska music, even though it's the ska that you love, what this is the Little Mermaid, this is Ursula turning into an Ariel lookalike, being like, oh, I'm not bad, I'm good, come here, I'm good. That's what this fucking ska music is. It's the bad guys being like, quick, let's do something that she likes so we can trick her into staying. Let's see.
It's so specific.
I know.
How do they know? It is a simulation. I'm fucking...
We're in a simulation because I'm kind of dating someone who, I mean...
Doesn't exist, maybe.
Who doesn't exist.
Is maybe a figment of your imagination.
Who said to me when we did that fucking book on Patreon and we picked what our words were, spoiler alert if you're not on it, where you pick like what's the core of your problem, my word for myself is I am unwanted. I wrote this in this book. I meet this guy like around, like that day maybe or like in that same week. I did not tell him about the book. He said that to me the second night we were hanging out. I've never had anyone say to me, you are wanted. Okay.
Yeah. Let's be clear. He did not look at Wendy while they were like laying in bed eating peanut M&Ms and go, you're unwanted.
Yeah.
He was not.
We're innocent.
Supporting her belief.
Right. I remember we were sitting on the fucking couch. And I remember when I came up with the word unwanted, I was like, huh, I've never said that. But I'm like, that's what it is. I just cried for an hour. And then this cunt that I still think might be imaginary, we're sitting on the couch and he said to me, I hope you know you are wanted. That's what he said to me. And I'm like, and I looked at him and that's when I was like, I fucking am sober right now. And I was like, that's, you guys. And Megan's got this, the ska thing is bizarre.
It's weird, Wendy.
It's weird.
That's so weird. Nobody likes ska. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Literally. When people find out I like ska, they are like angry. Unless they also like ska, which is very rare. When people find out that I love ska music, they take it as like a personal attack. They're offended, they're insulted, and they feel bad for me. So it is completely insane. And then I was like asking people, like, it was like, I went to the bartender, I was like, are you in charge of the jukebox? When no one asked me. So I also then look like a super insane person just going to be like, who did this? Hey.
This is.
Hey. 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 Why are you playing this?
Order the ska. What's that thing? This is going to be like some Twilight Zone shit, and you know what's going to happen is you're going to be like, who's in charge of this jukebox? And some guy just in a suit is going to step out from a closet, and he'll be like, Megan, you're in charge of this jukebox.
You always have been, and you always will be.
But then I asked the manager, I was like, do you control the
this is the best. But you're just walking around like a fucking crazy person. I'm picturing you. They are filming you just right now.
I have grown like a hump.
I can't sit down. You're living in a weird fucking... If life is a simulation, and now that this is happening, where you go like, it might, now see you're starting to go, it might be. Because you're in a sports bar, a desolate sports bar.
I liked your leggings in my pussy? In your pussy. Yeah, could you put them back up in there, please? Thank you.
You're in like this desolate sports bar. All the other bars, if this was a Twilight Zone episode, like the wide shot you come in, all the bars on the street are packed with people. There are lines outside, and there's one bar with nobody in it. And it's just like two girls drunkenly grinding on each other, and then the weird delivery boy filming them, and Megan just running up to people, like grabbing people by their collars. Just running out in the street. Does anybody know? Who does that? That's Mamsack. Just on your knees, just black and white in the middle of the street.
It's literally Twilight. This is a Twilight Zone episode.
And I love that every other bar here is just like, I guess it's just a slow night and you walk outside and there are lines outside, people playing tubas like, blah, 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 blah.
It's like a fucking New Orleans funeral.
Yes! Oh my god. Okay, so go back to, so you're trying to find out who's in charge of this fucking playlist.
So I'm running around, me and my humpback, I'm like slithering around restaurants.
So funny.
No, so I grab the manager by his face, hands on both sides of his face, and pull him in closer to me and say, "Who's doing this?" I was like, do you play the music? And he's like, "Oh yeah, we do." And I was like, "That's so crazy." I was like, "I love ska. Like, why do you like ska?" And he goes, "No." So I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Well, I just, you know, like wanted to something, you know, like pretty generic, but like upbeat." And I was like, "And you picked ska? You picked 1960s Jamaican music?"
Right. Dude.
That I love.
Yeah. I think that man in the suit, Rod Serling's right on this one. You're in charge of that jukebox, and that's a metaphor for something.
Oh, my God.
That's, yeah, dude.
Because I thought, I was like, "Oh, this is cool. I can make like a buddy."
I'm trying to have a drink of water. I stopped laughing for like 2 seconds. And it's just like, I love you. And I do, like, where you're just like, "Who's in charge of this music? Who's fucking with me?" And it's like, and they're like, "Why are you so mad?" And you're like, "I just want a goddamn friend."
I thought we had something in common.
I just need someone to hang out with this godforsaken town. Holy shit.
But yeah, nobody.
Oh my God. Oh my shit. Okay. Let me catch my breath. My stomach hurts.
I'm laughing. I'm coughing. I'm laughing so hard.
Yeah. My tummy hurts. How many days have you even worked there?
2.
Oh my God. Yeah, you got it. I mean,
it's at the point, like we were talking earlier. I mean, Wendy, we were like, Wendy's like, "I mean, it's just not funny anymore."
Yeah.
Like, I know we joke about it, but it's just not funny anymore. But like, this is funny.
Oh, this is very funny.
Like, it's at the everything's at the point where I'm like, this has to be funny. It has to be funny.
Right. It has to be funny, but not so funny that you stay for the joke. You know what I mean?
No. But like, this is, it's like funny. When you're in an insane situation.
Right.
And you're just like, this is fucking crazy.
Right. Well, that's like when I was in Brooklyn in that apartment with like the windowless room. And then she was like, "Oh, I'm not going to Peru or whatever." I'm like, "Oh, that's fine."
Crazy woman.
And then she just started where she was just like walking around like pantsless, drunk, smoking, leaving. She would shit and then put cigarettes out and just leave it in the toilet, not flush. And then she would just like sweep piles of trash like right in front of my door, like Blair Witch. I'm like, what?
And it's like, it's, that's a terrible, but it's funny. Well, like, it's terrible and it's like the worst for your mental health. But also at the same time, it's like, if I was in a movie, I'd be like, that's funny.
Right. Now, and here's for those of you that, let us explain. Now, this is the difference between like, it's funny, but also like, fucking, let's stop doing this. It's the same way that like, this situation, and like when I was in that Brooklyn apartment, and even like when my bathtub in Queens was like spitting up chicken grease at me to the point where I'm like, this is. And then the fact that nobody gave us like cleaning supplies, we're like, "Can you fix it?" And they just gave us very toxic chemicals.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Just put these in." And I made a chlorine cloud in my fucking apartment. So I like,
it's funny later.
Right. And here's, well, when you are breathing in chlorine clouds, it becomes
funny then.
Immediately.
I forgot about the chlorine cloud.
That place was that's why today when I texted you, and I'm like, "Oh, my shower, the water's taking a little long to heat up." And it's like, you're like, it's like, "Oh, that's fun." And it's like, and I was like, yeah, and I'm like, this water could take an hour to get hot. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
It's still water and not chicken grease.
Right. It's water and it's not chicken grease and it's going in the downward motion instead of shooting up into my cunt. Like a fucking toxic oil well.
Oh.
But this is so, this like situation you're in, like those situations when stuff gets so bad that it's like, you can't believe it's funny in the way that like, it's funny because we are making it funny. It's like when a heckler, when you're like, when you're doing stand up, and I know some people that listen that do stand up. So when you're on stage, you have a plan. You're like, these are the jokes I'm going to do. And they are funny jokes and they're well written and it's going to be great. Now, somebody could start talking during the show, and now that's a heckler, or just being disruptive. They don't have to be heckling you, but if they're just drunk and just kind of being like everything you say, they're like, they could be like, yeah, me too. And it's like, okay, I appreciate it, but shut the fuck up. Now, a lot of times, if you are a good comedian and you've been doing it for long enough, a heckler will come in, and you can then turn that around and make it very funny. And you get some really big laughs, and the audience is like, that was fucking great. And the heckler thinks, I helped the show. See, it was even funnier. That funny moment would have never happened if I wouldn't have started running my mouth at the show. Now, the response to that is, yes, it was a funny moment. Not because you actually are shitty. It was funny because I made it funny. Like, it's not that you helped. You hurt the show. I am just skilled enough at my job to not start fucking screaming and crying and be like, okay, let's make a joke about it and get out of the situation immediately. Like, that's the life situation that you're in right now, which is like, no, we can make it funny because you have to survive it. But also, while we're laughing, where's the fucking exit? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I mean... What's the uniform there? Is there?
Oh, it's this. I'm wearing it.
Oh, is it a real uniform? Oh, cute. That's a cute tank top. That's actually the benefit of it. Your tits look great. Good tank top.
The benefit of it is I now have two tank tops and a pair of shorts that I had to spend $40 on.
I'm making a frowny face. Shorts in St. Louis? Oh.
Well, I could have got a pair of leggings or a pair of shorts, and I was like, well, and they're like nice athletic shorts.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll take the shorts to like have a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
For later time.
Right. For when you're in a warm climate.
I had to pay $40.
You had to pay $40?
So that'll be out of my first paycheck. So I think my first paycheck will be negative money. I don't know how that's going to work out. I'm going to owe the restaurant money. They're going to be like, here's your paycheck. You owe us $47. What?
Yeah. I mean, don't think of it as you're paying the restaurant to work there. Think of it as a deep discount on a really sweet private ska show. You know what I mean? It's your own private dance club.
Scottaho. I'm going to start filming.
You should.
I'm going to start filming. I'm like, if you're filming, I'm filming.
Yeah. Well, get a GoPro. We got some money.
Strap it to my head.
You know what? Actually, fucking try that. Try it. How much is a GoPro?
Oh, Preston has one. Let us steal his.
And I know, but like, you should do, I would love to see that. GoPro. Just do it. Do it. Please. Please find a way to film. Please. I'm not joking. And... that could be like a fun, because with like the VR stuff, Christina got a VR machine and we did it the other day and it was cool, but like very disorienting. And all it made me do, I was like, you guys, see how easy this would be for us to be in a simulation? Look, we're doing it right now. You put on headgear. I turn around. I look down. Everywhere I look, even in my peripheral, I see what I need to see. It's cool.
What was the VR?
I just did one because they have.
Was it at my restaurant?
Well, that's what we're pitching now to these people. So, because the VR was like in Antarctica and there were big seals swimming around and that was cool. And it's funny because even though you know it's fake and I was completely sober, but I still, when the seal swam by, you're like, oh, this is cool. And I'm like, oh, I could see. But as soon as the seal came by, I'm like reaching my hand out. I'm like, oh, buddy. And it's like, God, you just become very dumb. So, but I think what we should do, that's a great idea. Is
to become very dumb?
Well, check and check. And if you've listened to this episode all the way through, you're fucking on board with us.
Sorry, we really tickled ourselves this episode.
Well, you should do make a VR out of that restaurant. You know what I mean? Just do a GoPro.
Actually, what's happening?
I'm plugging in my phone. I'm charging it.
We could do,
do you remember the old ride at Disneyland where it was like the 360 degree theater?
Yeah.
We'll do
That's not a ride.
Oh, it was like, well, it was a thing that you did. You stood there.
Yeah, you know, a fun ride. You stood there
and looked at stuff.
Yeah, it's like Captain EO. That wasn't a ride. I hate when people are like, let's go on the Captain EO ride.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a show.
Yeah, it's a show.
Well, excuse
sorry, I don't know why I'm taking out all this aggression me. On Captain EO and 360 Theater and you.
Well, it's because you have no other place to put your anger. What are you going to do? Go skank it out at work?
I don't work. I don't have another shift till Thursday.
Yeah, you can't. You live with people that at this point, yeah, you're in it. Like, this, there's nowhere else to put your anger and animosity. There's nowhere to put it except for, like, obviously, hope.
Your best friend.
Well, and ride shows that are no longer in existence. You know what I mean?
Also, why are we talking about Disneyland? Literally, the one time we record that you are not wearing your Disneyland sweatshirt.
I know. Well, that's the, see, again, simulation. There's a pattern to everything. Here's what I'm saying. So get a GoPro, but like you'll have to get a bunch, and so you just will have them. So you're filming.
In like I have a crown. I have a crown of GoPros.
And you just film your day and just film your work at 360 degree camera, and then that's how we fucking. Wouldn't you guys like that? To be VR.
Wouldn't you guys like to live in my nightmare?
See, but the people like the scary VRs. So that's a real scary. That's a scary, scary one. Just alone.
Are there scary VRs? Like murder VRs?
Yeah. Not murder, but like, well, there's some, but there, no, it's like, there's one I did.
Like zombies?
I did.
No, thank you.
So I did one and it was like a ride. So you sit in a chair. Now, to be fair, and this was years ago, I was with Red Band and I had a drink and a little bit of marijuana. And I do not do marijuana, but it was really fun. So I was like, oh, a little bit high and a little bit buzzed. And but there are some where they're like games. And there's a scary one that and you know, George Perez, George is there. And I like threw my mask off. I was like, I'm too high for this. This is too scary. I can't do it. It's a ride where, so you sit in a chair and it's the VR is just set up. It's like, oh, like a Carnival of Death ride. And so you're in like a little rickety roller coaster and it feels fucking intense. And so you have guns and zombies and monsters come out and you have to shoot them. And it's like, ooh, the scary car. It's fucking super scary. It's scary. Christina had it.
I like that. That I like.
Well, okay. Move to New York. Here's what you're going to do.
What an incentive.
Move to New York. You can answer phones at a law firm for $20 an hour, which by answer phones, I mean fuck around to nothing. And then we can not only ride scary VR rides, and it is a ride for your mind.
Mind ride.
Also, we can get going. The person that he works in video design. He can, oh my God, he can make the VR thing of your job. We're gonna be rich. Some one way or the fucking other.
We're just throwing anything at the wall right now and see. We're just gonna constantly wear a crown of GoPros until we hit on something.
On anything. Like, look, now, and here's the thing. You wear a crown of GoPros while you're doing a temp job here in New York. And that's what we sell. Everyone's like, I wish I could live in the big city. I want to be in New York. But that's what we do. Crown of GoPros. And we just go about our lives. And then that's actually a terrible idea. Because
I'm glad you watch that fully form and then just fall apart. Like within a matter of 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, I was like,
that's not. No.
No. If I can't even really push it for the bit. You know what I mean? No.
You had to bail on that one.
Yeah, because it's a lot of like, you're just staring at a wall. Actually, the smart thing to do would be to do that, and then people will be like, let me try out living in New York, and then they do our little mind ride, and they see how fucking boring it is, and then the population dwindles. Not from,
great
like,
idea.
Death,
and then we could afford to live there.
I know.
Also, it could dwindle from death.
Fingers crossed.
Everyone's really scared about that corona refresh virus.
Yes. It's called a Corona Refresca, and it is their answer to White Claw. I sent Megan a picture of that today. I saw it last night, and I was just like, you have to know that this exists. Yeah, coronavirus.
Yeah, Corona Fresca virus. Refresca.
I went off on some chicks the other night. Not went off, because I also don't have a place to put my anger. And I mean, I do, and it's called The Audience. So, hey, come out to a live show if you're in New York. But yeah, there were chicks, there were two chicks, and they just had like six empty White Claws in front of them. And I was like, this seems unsafe. Unsafe. They were trying to convince me of the flavor differences. And I was like, oh, no. Let's not.
Poison. They all taste like poison.
Yeah. But that's, yeah, everyone's just trying to get it. And that's Corona. Everyone's trying to get on a bandwagon, which is why I think our VR thing, I know it's a bad idea, but it might work. You know what I mean?
How about
this? So different.
VR, yeah, but we also make an alcoholic seltzer.
Yes. Okay, great. I love it.
It's hot right now.
Can we call it? If we make an alcoholic seltzer, and you know what? Fuck what's-his-face. We'll call that Jammers. It's nobody's goddamn fucking business.
Yes.
That's what we're going to call it. So we are going to bring that name back because the three-year clause or whatever the fuck he wrote in that fucking stupid thing that he sent us. I'm so sick of this cunt.
No.
And I'm just thinking about him right now. I'm fired up. Just thinking about him makes me mad. Just because Jammers, and I know with whatever, but like... And we love Pussy Fart Gang. We love PFG, and glad you guys are part of the gang. But Jammers is like, I mean, that's the original fucking joke.
Yeah, I know. It bums me out because that was like our special little thing.
And by joke, guess what? I mean, something that we're going to actually make. That's a real bed and breakfast. And I know, like, essentially we're doing this podcast.
/ C-list comedy room.
Yeah. Now, we're still going to do this podcast, but this is all promotion. Okay, we're just getting you guys what we're doing. We're doing like what Darren Brown does and what these assholes are, what St. Louis is effectively doing to you, where they're like, are you okay with these gun laws? How about the abortion laws? Are you okay with that? How about you're going to live with people that send you just a shitty text when your mom died? How about that? How about you go through, and then you just go like, okay, well, I guess I can deal with that. I can deal with that. We're doing that to you guys through this podcast. We're slowly breaking you down mentally. Getting you to go along with dumb ideas, the Patreon. On board.
Not just go along, be into them.
Be into it.
People love prostitutes.
Yeah. The end goal is you guys are all going to be living on some fucking compound called Jammers with a Z. If anyone's listening.
No one's listening. I mean, no one's listening.
Good, then we can really talk about, okay, so we need to really, like, get these people on board because
I'm now a private meeting.
This is a private meeting.
If you are listening, if you could turn the podcast off now, we'd appreciate it. This is private.
And I know we talked about guns are bad in restaurants, but at Jammers, the compound.
Gums? I just want to say, that is the first time either of us have fucked up a word. And this fucking's almost over.
I know. Oh, we're about to fucking tie this motherfucker in a bow. Tie a bow around this motherfucker. God damn it. I thought we were really going to.
Once it goes downhill, it's just over.
I know.
Once we fucking pop that can of Pringles that is our loose grasp on the English language, we just can't stop.
I know. So I guess. I was going to try to make a funny callback about the guy with the weapon, but I guess instead, if you guys want to come to Jammers, you just have to make sure you bring your favorite kind of gum.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and so fucked up, it brings me down. Yes.